emphasize, Father God, we thank you for the beautiful morning. Thank you for this beautiful crowd, these beautiful believers. They are saints in your eyes. They have been redeemed and saved through the blood of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. May your Holy Spirit be with us, enlighten us, open our eyes, convict our hearts, so we may listen and may do your work. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright. Recap as usual, two wonderful sermons by Dean and Sheen and Pastor Sundays. The first chapter, chapter one, first half lays out a good doctrine of Trinity. It tells us the relationships between the three persons of God and their relationship to us. God the Father of whom? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, had chosen us before the foundation of the world. For what? For adoption to himself, the sons and children, through whom? Which is by his own son, his beloved son. By his blood, by the blood of Christ, we have now redemption. And because of that salvation, we are now sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, the guaranteed deposit, the down payment of our inheritance, of our future eternity. And the second half of the first chapter talks about what Holy Spirit does for us, and that's Sheen's sermon. Holy Spirit reveals three things to us. First, the hope. The hope we have been called to God. Second thing, the glorious inheritance. The riches of His glorious inheritance, not ours. His glorious inheritance. What is this inheritance? Us, the church. The church is His glorious inheritance. The Christian glory is not about what we own. The Christian glory is the fact that we are being owned by who? By God. The rich of Christians does not come from what we have. It comes from the fact that we are being had, being possessed, being owned by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the power of God, the power of God that He had when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the resurrection power. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we also will be raised from the dead at the end. We will be resurrected. We will have a second chance. We will have eternal life. And that's the immeasurable greatness of God's power. And may you experience this power right now, every day in your life. Even though you may be facing some death situation, the situation may look dead to you, but God has the power to redeem. God has the power to change that death, seemingly dead situation. Okay, so first two verses, should we read it? I'm joking, I have English translation. But we will go through it one by one. Look at each word carefully so we understand how it plays out in the Greek syntax. And you were dead. Why? You're dead in your trespasses and your sin, in which once you walked, following the course of this world. What's the course of this world? Whatever you see in Hollywood movies, whatever you see on TV, whatever you hear people say a lot, this world, the trend, the passions and fashions of the world, the influence, the bad influences of the world that we follow and we repent. Following the prince of power of the air. Ephesians believe there's some kind of power in the air, there's some kind of power existing in this world that influences the sin. The spirit that is now at work, this evil spirit that's now at work in the sons, in the children of disobedience. Are you living Are you leading a disobedient life right now? Do you disobey your parents? Do you disobey your teachers? Do you disobey your church leaders? Do you disobey your bosses at work? Do you have this tendency of disobedience? You may have been influenced by the evil spirit. Among whom? Among those who are disobedient. Among the children who are marked, who are characterized by disobedience. Among whom? We all also once lived in the passions of our flesh. Carrying out God's will? No. Carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind of our sinful self. And were by nature children of God? No. People who walk in sins are not children of God. People who walk in sins are children of wrath. Like the rest of mankind. Do you see angry people? Do we get angry a lot? The children of wrath is a Greek idiom that describes people who are characterized by anger. Now, if you drive in California, you drive in Bay Area, you see this a lot. Okay? A lot of people are angry when you drive. It's called road rage, and you hear this on the news. Be careful of those people. Stay away from them. They get angry for no reason. Any little things, tiny little things, will irritate them, will anger them. How about you and me? Are we often angered by little things? Are we often angry? When your parents say something to you, do you react, act out right away? Do you tend to disobey and be mad at your parents, at your siblings, at your friends, at your classmates, at your colleagues at work? Let's continue the next few verses. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love, with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive. God made us alive together with Christ. See, we cannot make life alone. We have to make the life with someone. Who is that someone? It's Jesus Christ. We can only live if we have Jesus in our life. We have to be made alive with this person, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Savior and Lord of our life. That's the only thing, the only way we can be alive. We have to be with Christ. By grace, you can be saved. And God raised us up and seated us with him, with Christ, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God not only raised us up from death, he also gave us honorable status before him. So that in the ages that are coming, in the future generations, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace. We are not saved by our own deeds. We are saved by his grace, by his goodwill, in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is what? Not your own doing. It's not because you are a good person. Because it's not because you did something one fine way that you're saved. No. You are saved by God's mercy and by God's kindness, by his grace. It is the gift of God, not a result of our works. So that what? So that no one may boast. See, if it's by our works that we see, then some of us can brag and we can boast. Hey, it's because I'm a deacon, it's because I'm an elder, it's because I'm a pastor, that's why I'm saved. No, no one can save in this church or another church or anywhere in the world. We can only be saved by his grace and not by our own good deeds. But if we are saved, for we are workmanship, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. See? Good works does not save us. Good works is the purpose for our salvation. When we are saved, we are to do His good work. What kind of good works? Which the good works God created beforehand that we should walk in them. So you see, even the good works that we're doing have been prepared for us, have been created for us. So really nothing for us to boast. Everything good is predestined and ordained and given by God. Well, this is my first sermon this year. I did not have a lot of time this week to prepare for it. I only have one point today. I think it's an important point. Dead in sins. Why are people dead in sins? This is why Ephesians said, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now at work in the sons of disobedience. What is this power of the air? Who is this prince? Now we know, who are familiar with Bible, we know it's a Satan, it's a demon. He's a prince of the power of the air. But why? What's this power of the air? What is it? In modern days, I think one of the greatest power of the air is internet, right? Wi-Fi connection, literally, is in the air. How often do you use internet? Internet has great power. Internet enables to do a lot of things, including these times. We're seeing these times because of internet connection. When do you use internet? How do you use it? I often ask my kids, use internet in the open area, in the light. Don't look at your computer with your door closed in the dark room. They are evil influences on the web that you should avoid at all costs. If you're a guy and you watch a lot of pornography, it's going to affect your eyes. It's going to affect the way you treat women. It's going to affect your manner. It's going to affect your soul and your attitude. Jesus said, if your eye causes you to sin, what do you do? Gouge it out. If your hand causes you to sin, what do you do? Cut it off. You cannot take them with you to the kingdom of God. You cannot take them with you to heaven. Get rid of the bad, evil influences in your life. Get rid of those dark forces. What if your children are doing that? What if some of your parents and your kids are using a lot of internet without your supervision? And they're doing that every day, every night, 24 hours sometimes? In darkness, what do you do? You know, 20 years ago, we did not have internet. We still live. That means internet is not essential to our life. We can cut it off. You can stop the cable service. You can stop the wireless service. Especially if you go to work, you can use web at your work. You don't need it for your home. The internet and the web has become so detrimental to your kids, so harmful, please consider stop the service to save your kids. How many of you play this game? Christian, how many of you have played this game? Yeah, it's a fun game, right? It requires certain teamwork, coordination. Every time I see kids playing that, they're excited. It's a cooking game, right? You have to supposed to gather dishes and give to your customers in certain limit, within certain limit of time. But it's not cooking? No. It's looking at the screen and pressing the button, right? That's not cooking. It's called looking at the screen and pressing the button. It's not looking. It's not cooking. The real cooking is more complicated than this. The real cooking takes many steps. First of all, you need to have a menu. You need to have a recipe. You have to picture what you're going to cook. You have to think about what ingredients you need. And then you have to go out to buy ingredients. You have to shop, compare prices, look for the best, healthiest ingredients to buy. And then you have to prepare. You have to cut the veggies, you have to dice it, you have to peel the garlic and onions, you have to slice them, and then you have to cook. And then after cooking, you have to present it, you have to put it in a plate. And you sit down with people to eat. virtual things are very different from real things. Friends, I encourage you to go for the real things. I think your parents will appreciate it much more if you actually do some real cooking, wash some real dishes, making some real rice, and just sit there screaming and praising the Father. Yeah. And you can relax, right? When you pray overcooked, you cannot relax. You scream, I know this, I need four pieces, please. Yeah, you cannot relax. It's nervous. Real cooking, you can relax. You can take your time. Pray, relax. Sit down, talk to your friends, enjoy a nice, wonderful meal. You can smell them. And touch what you can do. Real things are much more wonderful. Go for the real things. Don't go for the virtuals. And be careful about social media, too. Do you know a lot of Facebook employees, people who work for Facebook, do not use Facebook? You know why? They know it's fake. They know whatever people put up there, that's the things they want you to see. That's not necessarily the things they are really living or having every day. I went back to Taipei for Christmas. Now, I had a lot of reunions. So one of these dinner, this celebrity was sitting my table. Right? I know this celebrity, she's on the news all the time. I can tell you this. That celebrity looks quite different in person than a picture. In a good way, it's photogenic. But don't trust social media. Don't trust what you see on the web. It may be a total different thing in reality, in a real person. And I know some young people, the reason why they are addicted to games, they are addicted to web, they are addicted to the virtual, is that because they have some setbacks in real lives. So they retreat, they withdraw. Maybe you're not doing too well in school, maybe you just cannot, you don't have good grades, and you feel frustrated, you feel upset, you come back and press the button, you get high scores, so you feel good about yourself. The internet, the games, the web is about instant gratification. But they are not real. They are not real. Those high scores you got from the games, you pretty much forget about it, right? Within a split second. It doesn't last. That joy, that satisfaction, that achievement, it's very transient. When I was a kid, your age, when I was a teenager, when I was in my senior high school, now I got into this school, you know, and no matter how hard I studied in this class, I could not get into the top 15. Now there are 40 kids in the class, and my grade was always like 20 or something. And I didn't know why. After 30 years this time, I went back, I had a reunion, and I figured out why. It turns out, five of my classmates are like colleges from junior high school. For me, I need to pass a certain joint exam, the income, in manual. I had to pass that exam to get into the school. But for those kids, they came straight there because they are the top students in their school. And I didn't realize all the top students in the junior high schools in Taipei, all five of them were in my class. And that's the reason why, no matter how hard I study, I cannot get in to the top. Not only the top 10, but the top 15. And I wanted to get into the marching band at my high school, but for my high school, I had a rule, like you have to be in the top 15 to be able to attend the marching band. That's why I was never able to get into that band. And that's why I remember this whole thing. So I can see, I was totally clueless. It's after 30 years, I finally figured out why. But praise God, I did not retreat to internet because I really not internet. And I did not withdraw to games. We have games sometimes, just like you guys. We have Nintendo. But we not like PlayStation we have right now. We have this Nintendo with cassette, you know? Just talking to cassette. And we have this another thing called Saga. I probably don't know why this is. It's like generations ago. And you cannot find it. I think that company has got all of this. And my parents did not have a lot of money, so they could not afford these computer games for me. So what do I do when I get frustrated? When I have all these setbacks? When I hit this wall, I cannot cross. What do? I went to some club. Now it's not a nightclub. I went to the student club, doing things with other students. I hang out with other kids, my age. It's a, we call it folk dance. I don't know if you've heard of it. So we're doing, it's kind of like line dancing. So I go there, dance with other kids. Sometimes with other sports, they will do a tournament. I bike. At least my parents can afford me a bike. I bike to school. I do a lot. I play basketball. I was always on the bench. But see, I wasn't doing too well. But going out, doing real things, go for a job, I mean, better with someone, exercising, swimming, finding a sport, whatever sport, having some hobby, paint, draw, doing real things with real people will bring you real joy. And life is not more than a grade, okay? As Asians, we get so caught up with grades. Life is more than a grade. Many of my high schools that I met this time, after 30 years, some of them they did not have good grades before. Actually, many of them are lowly people in the class. They are not the top, they are not the popular ones. But they are doing pretty well, many of them are doing pretty well. At least those who came out to meet me. They're doing pretty well. They're just faithful, staying low-key, being humble, earnest, making effort. After 30 years, most of them doing pretty well. Regardless of whatever lousy grades they may have, back in school. Right? But some of those who want to be top of other people, who always want to get attention, who always want to get popular in the school and that, some of them are not doing too well. God shows favor to the humble, but he deters the proud. Right? He blocks the way of the proud. I found that not holding true, at least in my circles, for my child. So this is my first sermon this year for me. Limits the evil influences in your life. Be alert. One specific thing is the internet, the web. Be careful what you watch on the web. Try to use internet in front of other people. Right? So you will not be tempted. You will have the fear of God. And protect yourself. Protect your eyes. Protect your hands. May your eyes and your hands be the tools for good works, not for sinful pleasure. That's good. Lord, pray for those of us who are struggling in this area. Those of us who may have children struggling in this area. Influenced by the dark, evil forces of the prince of the power of the world. The internet, the web, the YouTube, the videos, the movies, the pictures, the images. May you protect this congregation. May you save us. May you save our children from the evil influence. May you protect our eyes so we will not put those vile images before us. We'll be on alert. We will escape. We'll run away from those videos, from those images. May you help us. Cleanse us. Strengthen our heart. Give us good will. Give us your power to walk away from evil, to turn to you, and to do good works, to walk in righteous ways before you. Hear our prayer. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' name. Amen.